For President Trump, delivering on a promise to restore Presque Isle's beaches was a chance to boost his environmental credentials. But advocacy groups say that success ends at the water's edge. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports.
President Trump went off his usual talking points at a rally in Erie last fall. He told the crowd about a request from the town's Republican Congressman Mike Kelly.
Mike keeps calling, "Sir, we want to fix up Presque Isle." I said, "Mike, what the hell is Presque Isle?"
Presque Isle State Park is a sandy peninsula that stretches into Lake Erie. Its beaches are a popular tourist destination, but waves wash away Presque Isle's shoreline. Kelly told Trump they need federal funding to rebuild the beaches every year.
He said, "I'll tell you what, let me know how much you need." And I said, "Well, we're going to need at least $1.5 million. He goes, "That's all, $1.5 million? I said, yeah, it's a lot of money. It buys a lot of sand.
68,000 cubic yards of sand. The sand replenishment project has gotten federal money before, but Kelly emphasized how important it is to prioritize the project before summer tourism hits.
He understood it right away. Once you tell him something, you can see it. It's like you can almost hear everything clicking behind. He said, "No, you gotta have that."
Mike Asquith manages the project for the Army Corps of Engineers. He says they started earlier than they have in years past.
Last year, the budget was passed very early in the season. The work plan was put together early in the season. We got the funding, and that we were able to get out here relatively quickly.
As he watches truck after truck unload sand, Congressman Kelly praises President Trump for understanding Erie's needs.
This beach is an incredible asset to have. These people that come to visit, they just don't come to the beach and then go in the water and leave. They buy gasoline, they stay in hotels and motels, they buy food here, they go to restaurants here. So again, that economic impact is critical.
Experts say the sand replenishes the habitat for native species, and environmental groups say it's important to give credit where credit is due. But
in no way, shape, or form can anyone spin the environmental track record of this administration as anything other than abysmal and needing to change.
Jordan Lebetkin is with the Healing Our Waters Project at the Great Lakes Coalition. He says the lakes are being harmed in multiple ways, both by things the Trump administration is and is not doing. For example, the Environmental Protection Agency is rolling back clean water protections that keep pollutants out of waterways, including those that drain into the Great Lakes. And at the same time, he says the administration is not addressing climate change. It pulled out of an historic global climate agreement in 2017. Ignoring climate change could make things worse in the Great Lakes. Changing weather means more heavy rains and flooding.
And what happens is you get increased runoff. This can be from farm fields when fertilizers and excess manure run off into ditches and streams, into rivers, and eventually the Great Lakes. And you get harmful and toxic algal blooms,
which can make people and wildlife sick, and in some cases create unsafe drinking water. 5 years ago, an algal bloom forced the city of Toledo to warn residents away from drinking tap water. Algal blooms can hurt tourism, too. Matt Green is the park manager at Presque Isle.
We had a really big bloom last year on 4th of July out at our most popular beach here. So we did have to close that one down on probably one of the busiest days we have.
On that same beach a year later, Congressman Kelly applauds the president's record.
I think he has a great concern for the environment, and he'll be the first one to tell you that these all have an economic impact. No, he's very aware of it.
Kelly endorsed Trump's withdrawal from the climate treaty, and he acknowledges the administration's attempts to cut other Great Lakes funding. But he says there's only so much money they have to work with, so you have to focus on projects with a quick return. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.